A quiz of his ex-wife and her friend. Lisa, who passed away yesterday, posted on his social media accounts 2 months ago. He remained upbeat about his cancer prognosis.
My health is good. Obviously, I'm dealing with some issues. I think I'm just about over it. I'll be back on that golf course, hopefully in a couple of weeks.
There are fears Iran is planning a retaliatory attack on Israel. It's after the country's consulate in Damascus was bombed, killing several members of its elite Revolutionary Guard. A former post office managing director has apologised to a sub-postmistress who was pregnant when she was wrongly convicted over the Horizon IT scandal and eventually sent to prison. David Smith said he was sorry, telling staff that the jailing of Seema Misra was brilliant news. He's also been asked about the responses given to some of the victims for investigations into the faulty software.
Were you aware at the time that people such as Alan Bates were complaining that the response that was coming from Post Office on complaints was like a template, the same response?
No, I wasn't. Obviously, I'd not seen this letter before today, but it is clearly quite shocking.
US fast food chain Wendy's is to create 400 jobs across the UK. It's planning to open at 9 stores this year. A big night of European football is just getting underway, with Liverpool hosting Atalanta in the first leg of their Europa League quarter-final. West Ham face Bundesliga leaders Bayer Leverkusen in Germany, while Aston Villa's quest for a first major trophy since 1996 continues against Lille. That's in the last 8 of the Europa Conference League. And Royal Navy recruits no longer have to pass a swimming test to join. It's hoped the change will help boost recruitment. Students won't need lessons before applying. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's just gone 8 on this Thursday night. You're listening to me, James, here on Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards. I'm going to start off tonight with a bit of Brown and Flowers.
There's a still in the street outside your window. You're keeping secrets on your pillow. Let me inside, no cause for alarm. I promise tonight not to do no harm. I promise you, babe, I won't do you no harm. And we're caught up in the crossfire of heaven and hell, searching for shelter. Lay your body down, lay your body down, lay your body down.
Watching your dress turn down the
This is Bumper to Bumper on this Thursday, the 11th of April. It's lots of good music and old for you. Starting with that from 2010, the single by Brandon Flowers. Taken from his album Flamingo, that got to number 8 in the UK charts. I'm going to go and see Johnny Marr live tomorrow night. I kind of mentioned it last week. So we've got a bit of a Johnny Marr. Who's Johnny Marr? Not all things, because he's played with a lot of people, but throughout the song, different bands that Johnny Marr has fully been involved with, starting with this.
Discouraged. All I need is a little 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 discoura
Wanted there, and latest single Messiah. Before that, you heard Idlewild, taken from their album. Hundred Broken Windows. Ooh, released back in 1999. That was the single Little Discourage that got to number 28. 24 in the UK charts when it was released in September of that year. And we started off with Mr. Marr, Mr. Sumner, Electronic, and The Smiths, and second single from the band released back in 1991. That got to number 8 in the UK charts. Playing Hammersmith Apollo tomorrow night. I shall be there. All being well, he plays electronic songs, he plays his solo songs, and he plays the songs of the Smiths as well. That's like, sounds like a good night out to me. Tickets still available if you fancy going to that.
I know you perceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have magic in my eyes. That I don't know about the little tricks, and never see you when deliberately you put me in the right way. Well, here's a poke at you, poke at me. You're gonna lose that smile because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that's it. But you gotta stand strong.
Spiral Carpets and Generations, a single from 1992. And that got number 20 charts, taken from their Revenge of the Goldfish album. And then before that, The Who, I Can See for Miles. From the album The Who Sell Out, that was a single back in 1967, written by Pete Townsend, getting to number 10 in the UK charts. Still playing it live. Still touring, still playing live. I don't know when they last released new music. A band I never really got into. Inspiral Carpets, very much. Went to them last year. With the new old original singer, replaced Tom Hindley in the band. I missed Tom. I'm afraid I did. It's as simple as that. Right, let's have some more new music now. It's daytime TV and Lost in Tokyo.
Tell me lies, just like
Seasons. That was new, taken from their singles album. That was a single back in 2014, 10 years old. February it was. Yes. They released their latest album just earlier this week. I did know this. I had a Beatles album, and then I got rid of them. As long as you were the there anymore. Came out in January of this year. And before that, Daytime TV, and the next track taken from the Island EP, next month, they're doing a launch party at Signature, and a venue, in, well, northwest London. I think it's northwest London, anyway. Weston, I believe. Yes, it is. It's 8:35 on Thursday night. Let's have a bit more Johnny Marr. Magnificent Curve, taken from their debut album Doppelganger. That was Lily's Dying. It came out back in 1992. The album, I've said it before, I will say it again, just a band that you just wish would come and play with. But it's ever going to happen. Dean has always said that he would do it. I remember that was music that changed my listening taste in music, I would almost certainly say, when the first few EPs came out and then that album. A band I loved and miss, because I did get to see them live in a number of venues, ranging from a pub in London when they did a special one-off gig to headlining Brixton Academy, and lots of different venue sizes and in between. And I haven't said it for years, but one half of Curve, Dean Garcia, once made me a cup of tea. Before that, you heard The. During their Johnny Marr is a Band Member phase, Johnny Marr was with them for two albums, and taken from the album Dusk, that was the single Dogs of Lust. That was back in 1993. 49 already. Where has the evening gone?
Time.
1992 up to 2000, and then before that, you heard Bivouac was the name of the band. It's one of those albums I don't remember buying it, but I obviously did back in 1993. And I think based on that particular single, Good Day Song was the name of the single, released on Elemental back in 1993. The first album, Tuba, which it came from, was on Elemental. They then got signed by Geffen and went on to release Full Size Boy, the album, in 1995 on that. They reformed in 2016, released an EP and did some touring. 8:52 on this Thursday night, and a bit more Johnny Marr for you now.
The days are growing up, made for It's the end, the final time, a fitting tribute to a state of mind. It's what free, so further lies, a combination for a complex life. If it's the end.